Hey, want to welcome in the voice of the Razorbacks today. We are very fortunate to have Chuck Barrett on the line with us right now. Chuck, calling in from Northwest Arkansas. I know that you've had a little time off this summer, but you have been watching the Razorbacks the past few days. We appreciate you coming on the show today.
Well, I appreciate you guys having me. It's an exciting time. I mean, you know, football is right around the corner, and I know people are ready.
I think people have been jonesing for football since it ended last fall, waiting for this season to begin. And you look at this, a rebuilding year, Chuck, when you look at this team, a lot of talent left. We're going to be seeing a lot of these guys in some preseason NFL games tonight that were wearing Razorback jerseys last year alone. What do you see from this team, and what have you seen so far this week when you've watched them in practice a little bit?
Well, I think there's a lot of energy, number one. I mean, that's the thing you notice on the field with his coaching staff, you know, the way they work with these kids. You know, the truth of the matter is they've been in pads for, I guess this afternoon will be the third day. So, you know, they're still obviously, you know, from that standpoint, there's still a lot left to do. But, you know, it's been good to watch. It's been good to be out on the practice field. I enjoy watching Coach Bielema work, and I think the kids really respond to him and their staff very well.
Chuck, talk about Coach Bielema. I know you've had some time to talk with him, both at work and away from work, just being up there in Northwest Arkansas. And I think the state has really gravitated towards him throughout the offseason and him coming in. So kind of talk about him and what you've gotten from him so far and as he enters his first year as a head coach.
You know, the thing about Brett, above all other things, is he's just a good guy. He's a guy you'd love to have as a next-door neighbor. I mean, he's a good guy. He's a fun guy. He's conscientious in the way that he deals with people. He's respectful of others in terms of the job that they have to do. And he's a good guy, number one. But I think number two, you know, when you look at this guy's resume and you look at the way he won in the Big Ten and, you know, you look at what he did at Wisconsin, admittedly, when you do it at Wisconsin, at least in our part of the world, sometimes, you know, you work in anonymity because we don't pay that much attention to Wisconsin. But I remember him, you know, his first season was when we played him in the bowl game down in Orlando. So this is a guy that's had a very good track record in terms of winning football games. He knows how to win. He's very much a football guy, very much an old-school fundamental football guy. There's not a lot of new school to Brett Bielema in terms of the football. But, you know, away from football, he's just a great guy who's, you know, he's the type of guy that I think everybody in our state would enjoy spending an afternoon with.
When so you've been out there at practice and been able to watch a little bit, is that correct?
Yes, that is.
Tell some of the listeners about if there's any freshmen that are standing out early. And I know it's just been a couple practices,
yeah.
But, you know, people call us about
hard
Alex Collins.
Okay. I'm going to be very honest. When I watch practice early on, and I know a lot of people pay attention to freshmen, but I'm going to tell you something. If you play freshman, you're going to lose.
I agree with you. Maybe this is a better question.
And people tend to focus on them sometimes. And it's only natural. It happens every year. What do the freshmen look like? Well, my simple answer is they look like freshmen. They look lost.
Right.
Alex Collins and everybody else, they look lost. Fortunately, they don't have to play a game today because we'd be in a lot of trouble if they did. But you don't have to play a game today, and that's what you've got preseason workouts for. I do think Alex Collins, the running back, is a guy that's probably going to have to give him some help early on. I think that the young guys to watch are some of the offensive linemen in terms of building depth there. And I think that's a priority for this coaching staff. I think it's a priority for Coach Bielema in terms of moving forward is, you know, building continual depth on the lines of scrimmage. This is very much a lines of scrimmage coach. This is a guy who believes with all that he believes that that's where the games are won and lost. And I think you're going to see a very concentrated effort on building depth, particularly on the offensive line. And I think when you get beyond the front line on the offensive line, that's where some of the true freshmen do have an opportunity to come in and play. I think about a guy like Dan Skipper, you know, the big 6'10 guy.
Right.
I think there are guys like that among the freshmen who have an opportunity to play. But I don't know that we're going to see an abundance of freshmen play. And the truth of the matter is, if you're going to build a great program, you got to redshirt some of these guys, not all of them, but some of them. And but I do think early on, I know for me, when I look at the newcomers, I want to see him build some depth in that offensive line because that's going to be the key to everything he wants to do.
Well, Chuck, I'm with you. The only freshman my 4 years when I was there that came in and after day three you knew he was the best one was Sean Andrews. And so you can't play a lot of freshmen or you're going to get beat, especially in the SEC. I agree with you. What about quarterback leadership? Brandon Allen, is he really stepped up and is he the leader when you see the huddle? And as far as some of the players – maybe this is a better question, is did they show up in shape? You know, were there some of the players or newcomers that are a little out of shape?
Well, first let me say, I remember a guy named Jones who came in and played pretty well. there are always exceptions to the rule there. In terms of the physical condition, I think that's been the thing that's been most striking. And particularly among the offensive linemen. I think there was a real concerted effort early on from the first day they got here was to strengthen that offensive line, to physically strengthen that offensive line. And it's really been remarkable, some of the physique changes. I think of Bray Cook right away. I mean, a guy who was always big enough, but you know, you look at him now, and he's chiseled. He's kind of soft last year. He's chiseled now. And he's certainly not the only one. In terms of Brandon Allen, I really think he's going to have to do it in the game before he has that total command presence in the huddle. And Matt, you know this more than any of us, that you've got to have done it. Your teammates, not only it's one thing to show leadership in the summer and have your teammates believe you're a leader and have your teammates believe you're the guy that's going to rally the troops. It's a whole other thing.
Well, it's live action. And Chuck,
it's the fourth quarter, and they've got to believe you can go 80 yards in 3 minutes.
Well, and it clicks for you also, like what you're saying with Brandon Allen. And there was a time that in my freshman year, it didn't click until about bowl practice before the Cotton Bowl, you know, where it kind of slowed down a little bit.
You felt it then?
It takes a little, and everybody will know when it clicks. Yeah. But everything kind of slows down just a little bit, but then it slowed down again even more in the middle of the sophomore year where it got better. But it takes a little bit for it to slow down. You see things, and you're just comfortable out there, especially in live action.
Well, and I think that'll happen for Brandon. I will say this about Brandon. Brandon's one heck of a football player, and he understands the game. And I think people have this idea that Brandon Allen is just going to be like, he's going to be a game manager. He's going to be going to hand it off here. Maybe throw a short pass there. This guy can play. And, I don't know that people really understand how good he was in high school. Those who saw him play, I think, understand that. But this is a guy with a great arm. This is a guy who understands the game. In terms of managing the game and having, a command presence in the huddle, I think all that's going to come for him because he's done it before. He's just done it at a different level. But Brandon's a good football player, and granted, he's going to be green, he's going to make mistakes, but I think as time goes on, people are going to realize this guy's a keeper.
And deceivingly fast, too. I remember watching him in high school, and he does have the ability to make plays with his feet when necessary. Chuck, I want to thank you for joining us on the Arkansas Mailing Services Hotline. Just curious, Chuck, before we let you go today, I know that you work football, then basketball, then baseball, and it seems like a year-round thing for you, but did you get a little time off this summer to take a vacation, do anything?
Well, I did, and I'm going to be honest with you, I'm milking every minute of it. But but when you get to January and February, you feel justified in doing that. But it's a pleasure and a privilege to do it. You'll never hear me complain, I promise.
Well, Chuck, we want to thank you for joining us today. Look forward to seeing you up there. I'll be up there this weekend, and looking forward to that season starting in 22 days, my friend. Enjoy the last 22 of vacay.
All right, thank you guys. I appreciate you having me on.